There's only one truth in everything Mr. Johnson has said. And when he appeared before the TRC, we told him to speak freely. We told him to share his experiences with the people of Liberia through the commission. And we told him that his testimonies would not be used against him in court. And that is the refrain we told every other person who came to the TRC. The TRC wasn't a court. It was an investigative body, investigating, analyzing facts, and making recommendations. We were not there to convict people or to declare their guilt or innocence. We were to collect the facts, and based upon the facts, we draw conclusions and make recommendations. And our conclusions are in the TRC report that indeed all the warring factions committed brutal crimes in the country. They violated international laws. They committed war crimes. International human rights laws were violated by all the warring factions.
Counselor, what do you think Senator Johnson means when he says that there are legal and constitutional instruments that block people from bringing war crimes, quote, to Liberia? Are you aware of any laws in Liberia that provide such protection?
There's no law in Liberia that grants absolute immunity to perpetrators of war crimes that were committed during the Liberian conflict. There is a law in the Constitution that was passed by the PRC, but amnesty laws of that nature and what Mr. Johnson is referring to have no validity in international law. And Mr. Johnson made reference to such a law when he appeared before the TRC, and we told him, do you have the law? He said, yes. We said, okay, will you bring it, provide it to the commission? He said, yes, but interestingly, he didn't do. What he is exhibiting appears to be a secret law, which is against public policy.
The senator also said something about some disagreement among members of the Truth and Reconciliation Commission. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying here.
I do understand. In any human environment dynamics, there's bound to be misunderstanding. Two commissioners, one is deceased now, Commissioner Sheeta from McConnell, and Commissioner Perbu. To the best of my recollection, the commission had 7 drafts of the final report. And one was presented as a preliminary to the legislature. And we told them we are bringing the final one, but volume 2 is just a preliminary. And in there, it said that we will be recommending for prosecution in accordance with the mandate of the TRC. The TRC make recommendation for criminal accountability, which is people should account for their crimes, and then political accountability. People should account for their political deeds that may have contributed to the war. So for criminal accountability, we recommended the War Crimes Court, the War Economic Crimes Court. For political accountability, we recommended that people not participate but be barred from taking part in politics, in public life. So in the last meeting, Commissioner Boone and Commissioner Conner said they didn't want anything to do with prosecution. So we told them, okay, you were hired to do a work for the Liberian people. So you have to let your opinion be known so that we can include it in the TRC report. In the outline of the TRC report, there is a space there for that.